get set readings that you can consider. And there were two that kind of stood out, one of which was in Genesis and the other one was in Romans. And they both pick up parts of the story of Abraham. And Abraham, if you look in Genesis, it tells you the full story of Abraham. So what I've got is a little video clip which tells you the story of Abraham. So please go with it. It's got a very American accent on it, but don't let that distract you, and let's listen to the story of Abraham.
God's story, God's promise to Abraham. So part of God's story is about a promise God made to Abraham, and it begins like this. Once there was a guy named Abraham. He had a wife, Sarah. They didn't think they could have any kids, which was a major disappointment because they really wanted a family. But little did Abraham know that God had a very special plan for him. When Abraham was 75 years old, God promised to give him kids, and one day God would send the rescuer through his family. All God asked was that Abraham and Sarah leave their home first and follow him. Now, they had a tough choice to make, leave all their friends and trust God, or stay comfortable. This was not easy. See, Abraham really wanted kids, but was already pretty old. Sarah was getting up there too. Not to mention, she had never been able to get pregnant. So if Abraham and Sarah were going to leave their home and trust in God's promise, they had to believe that God would do something that seemed impossible. The good news is, they decided to trust that God would keep his promise. That's always the right choice. So Abraham and Sarah moved from their home to a land called Canaan. Right away, God reminded Abraham of his promise. He said, "I will make your children like the dust of the earth. Can specks of dust be counted? If they can, then your children can be counted." This was God's funny way of telling Abraham he would have a lot of kids, because nobody can count every piece of dust. Well, this promise seemed great, but after a while, Abraham and Sarah still had no kids, let alone as many as the pieces of dust. Now, they were really old. Sometimes God doesn't remind us of his promises because he wants us to learn to trust him. But God took Abraham outside at night and told him to look at the stars. He reminded Abraham that he would give him that many kids. So Abraham decided to keep believing God. He and Sarah waited again. After more years, he got impatient. This time, God told Abraham, "By next year, Sarah will have a son." But by now, Abraham was 99 years old. He and Sarah had both given up on having kids and God's promise. In fact, when Abraham told Sarah what God said, she laughed. It's probably not a good idea to laugh at God's promises, but Sarah was tired of waiting and had stopped trusting. The great thing is, even if we think it's impossible, God really does keep his promises. And just like God promised, Sarah got pregnant the next year after Abraham's 100th birthday. When her son was born, she named him Isaac, which means laughter. Sarah said, "God has given laughter to me. Everybody who hears about this will laugh with me." And think about it. A really old lady having a baby is pretty funny. God kept his promise to give Abraham and Sarah a son. Even though they didn't think it was possible, it was easy for God because he can do anything, including giving old people babies. And remember how God was going to give Abraham as many children as the stars in the sky? Well, Isaac grew up and had children who had more children who had more children. This kept going and going and going. And guess who eventually was born in Abraham's line? The rescuer himself, God's son, Jesus. All because Abraham followed God and trusted God to keep his promise. And that's the story of God's promise to Abraham. So in case you missed it, here's the quick version. Abraham and Sarah were old. God promised to give Abraham kids. Abraham and Sarah waited. They got impatient. God reminded them he keeps his promises. Abraham and Sarah waited more. They got impatient again. God told them Sarah would have a baby. Sarah laughed. She had a baby. Jesus was eventually born into their family. God always keeps his promises. And that's a part of God's story.
Fantastic. Spent hours finding that for you. If you want to follow that up, you'd need to go back to Genesis. It's between chapters 12 and 21, and if you want to follow the whole story, that's where you'll find it. Hopefully that's given it you in 3.5 minutes, which will carry you through the day. Now, if anybody wants to come and hold on to my bag of goodies for a minute, that would be fantastic. And if anybody wants to come and just sit along here, because you can carefully hold some things for me. You're going to hold that then. What I'll need is certain things out of it when I ask for them, okay? So if you guys sit along here somewhere, that'd be great. Brilliant. Okay, so we're going to go back to the story of Abraham. We remember the story of Abraham, which we saw a minute ago. And in that story, God made a number of absolutely amazing promises to Abraham and his wife Sarah. And I'm not going to, it's not a quiz, so I'm not going to ask you to remember them all, but I'll tell you a little bit about them. So the first one is a promise of a son. So in the bag, you should find a little baby grow, a blue outfit. That's the one. Thank you very much. So do we remember baby grows? We've got a picture on there. So a little baby grow. So he made a promise that he'd give Abraham a son. So there we are. I have a baby grow for a son, so we better give it to the boys, haven't we? You hold that one for a minute for me. I'll need it back in a minute. And as we know about baby grows, I mean, this is my baby, or one of my babies, that if you put babies in them, they certainly grow. So it's amazing. God promised a 99-year-old that he'd have a baby, and he did. So the second one is God promised that Abraham would have a nation of descendants. That means a huge family. And do you remember on the video, there were just lots and lots of babies appearing, weren't there? So a nation of descendants. So on that one, are you guessing what I might need out of it? I could do with the globe, the world. That's right. So many nations. So we have a globe to think about the many nations and descendants that God promised to Abraham. So if I give you that one, you hang on to that one. The third one, and anyone remember a third promise? No. How about that there would be kings in Abraham's family? So there would be lots of kings. Now, I was very kindly loaned a crown, and I've got to be really careful with this one because this is from Eva. So we have a crown. And now, what's so odd about the crown is, remember that Abraham was a nomad. He lived in the desert. He wandered around the desert. He was probably quite a wealthy nomad, but he wandered about all the same. And if you think about it, just up until fairly recently, we had the crib up front, didn't we, with the sort of shepherd. So if you imagine a shepherd, no, Abraham was a bit like a shepherd wandering around. So he'd have a sort of a tea towel type headdress, wouldn't he? Not a crown. So Abraham, God promised Abraham the crown. Please don't put it on. Don't break it. Otherwise I'll be in big trouble. So God promised to Abraham that he would be the father of kings. And we'll come back to that in a minute. And the last one is Abraham's life as a wanderer would be really uncertain. He'd be wondering that. He wouldn't quite know where he was going to be all the time. And yet God said to Abraham, he would be Abraham's God. He would be personal to Abraham. So I've got a little thing in here, the last thing, which is a Celtic cross, which is a sign, actually. I mean, we have this hanging on our kitchen window. It's a sign that Fiona and I were given it when we got married, I think, and a sign of our Christian commitment to ourselves. And God promised Abraham that he would be Abraham's God and would go with Abraham. Would somebody like to hold that one? There you go. And it's quite amazing that God was interested in just Abraham. And that's quite an amazing promise. But of course, it's one thing to make promises, but can you keep them? And we kind of probably promise things, and sometimes, hopefully, we do keep our promises. But God, in this case, you know, God was setting out a series of really big promises to Abraham. And the other really great thing about this story was Abraham stuck with God. He trusted God to deliver. Over many years, he went on a journey up to Canaan. He sat there. He believed that God would deliver on the promises. Sarah doubted at times, but Abraham stuck with it. And God kept the promises to Abraham. So if we think about our different things again, can I have the baby grow back? Brilliant. So Abraham and Sarah did have a son, and the son was called Isaac. So can we put this one back in the bag? Thank you. Because it's just tidying up now. And Abraham had a huge family. Brilliant. And that family has spread across the entire globe and across the nations. And there were many, many people in Abraham's family. And we're part of that family. And we all share. We have an inheritance from Abraham, which is our faith in God. And the crown. So we have the crown. Thank you very much. And Abraham's family did go on to include kings. So we had David and Solomon would be quite early in that. And ultimately, as it said in the little video clip, one of Abraham's descendants was Jesus. So, Jesus our King. Thank you. And then the last one, the cross, thank you very much. And so God is God of the world, but he's also God for Abraham. So God promised he'd be Abraham's God, and he was. He was Abraham's personal God, so the sign of personal commitment. And in the same way that God, you know, he creates all this world around us, this massive world around us, absolutely amazing achievement, but he's personal to each and every one of us. He is our personal God. And so we've got the sign of God's personal commitment. God is both my God and your God. And that is something amazing. It's an amazing promise from God. He made that promise to Abraham, and he makes it to you and I today. And we need to have just that faith in God. We need to trust, and we need to go with God. Sometimes our lives can be quite challenging. Sometimes they can be quite easy. But through all those either hard times, difficult times, just like Abraham, we need to trust in God and go with him. And sometimes, just like when I was testing Thomas earlier on, by would he trust me to not feed him the mud or the cold baked beans, you know, sometimes we need to trust God, that God will look after us as we go through our Christian lives, both the challenges we face and at the easy times. And sometimes we might need to wait a long time. Won't be instant, won't be immediate. But as we know from the story of Abraham, if we keep trusting, Abraham had a long time to wait. Sometimes we might have to wait a long time too. But it's well worth waiting for God, because he will deliver on his promises. So thank you very much.